Yeah, just remember that we don't have to worry about the carpet getting pulled out from us anymore. This is a mentality of guilt, and this is a mentality of basically a person that's an immense amount of self-pity and depression and worry. You know, when things go good, I'm worried about I'm going bad. When things go bad, I'm afraid I'm never going to get out and the good life is over. This is irrational thinking. This is part of the mental illness. And this program recovery is a program recovery, not failure. It works every single time. And if it's not happening, it's because you're not doing it. That's the only, there is no gray area. There is nobody getting any more than what you're getting. Nobody being offered any more than what's being offered to you. It's just the choice you make whether you use it or not. And you know, most of the times is that we're up against so much that how would I ever get my handle on all those paragraphs we read for you? How would you ever get a handle or put your hand on any one of those problems? There's too many of them, you couldn't. So it always comes back to the same thing, is that God's never going to ask you to demonstrate where you're not at. God's given you everything you've always needed and always will continue to give you whatever you need and whatever you want, as long as it's in alignment with God's will for your life. And you know it's in alignment with God's will for your life when you feel good. And when you don't, that's when we stop and go, this is the difference between negative thinking and positive thinking. Just that simple. Or I'm off track, I feel like hell, it's clear as a bell, I'm off track. So what do I want to do? I want to get back on track. How do I get back on track? By starting a conscious communion with God right now. And don't stop until you feel that peace. Of God, be with me. Can you guide me now? Can you help me to see something wonderful in this room? Can you help me feel something good about my life? Can you help me look through what's going on in my life today, this day, to see the wonderful things that are there? Can you help me to be grateful for the car that I drive, the friends that I have, the family that I have in my life, the new events that have come along? Can you help me? Oh, you know what? Thanks for that new dress, or thanks for that new perfume. I really like it myself too. And you know, and think those kinds of things start coming up where I remember all the good stuff that's there.